Text this morning is probably the second most widely memorized psalm, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you love. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people. With singing, know that the Lord is God. We've come full circle. The gifts of Advent are now complete, and we're ready for Christmas. The sounds of these gifts is what we've been talking about since the start of the season. Hope as in a whisper that gives us a sense of anticipation. Talking peace, working things out, saying out loud the things that need to be said, that we want to say, that bring us peace. Shouting for joy. Rejoice with me, for I've found some of these gifts. And today, the gift that encompasses all the rest, the candle of, the gift of, the Sunday of love. It's hardly a new insight from me or from anybody, really, that love encompasses all the rest of the feelings in the same way that the spectrum white light encompasses all colors. Love is the sum of all feelings. And as such, it's sometimes difficult to use just words to capture the essence of or the full depth of the feeling of love. We have to set some of these words to music. So today, the sound of this gift, as in whispering hope, talking peace, shouting for joy, love songs. Did a Google search. Best love songs of all time. There are hundreds of lists of 100 love songs. And I'm not going to sing these, by the way. That ship already sailed. But I have several lyrics of several types of what I call love songs, all of which are in their musical form posted on the church website. There's a link to a page where you can listen to all of these songs recorded by the people that, well, that brought them into our lives as wonderful gifts. The first, and I have three love songs from popular culture. Not the top three on every list, but these three are in the top 10 of virtually every list. The first, a song that was written in the early part of the 20th century, but made most memorable relatively recently by the great blues singer Etta James, who I read in this morning's paper is quite ill, by the way. Anyway, the song is called At Last. At last, my love has come along, my lonely days are over, and life is like a song, at last. Suggesting that it's been a while. That there's been a lot that's gone before the experience of love at last, which again illustrates that love is not just the wonderful feeling. It also includes the feelings of loneliness and loss that by comparison make love, once it's found, so amazing. At last my love has come along, my lonely days are over. And it goes on. A second top 10 love song on virtually everybody's list, written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Something. Something in the way she moves, or he moves. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Suggesting again, I've been looking for this for a while. There have been quite a few that have come before. It was the 60s. But something in the way she moves attracts me like no other. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. Stick around and it may show, but I don't know. But something in the way she knows. And all I have to do is think of her. You know I believe, and how. Once again, an amazing experience in and of itself, but also preceded by a search, and maybe even great longing. And arguably the greatest popular love song that all of us would know from Elvis, who else? Love Me Tender. Which is less a matter of I finally found it, but a plea that it continue. Love me tender. Love me sweet. Never let me go. You've made my life complete, and I love you so. Simple, but powerful in ways that can only be expressed when these simple words are set to music, and of course sung by the one and only Elvis. From popular culture, our greatest love songs, and pick your own and find your own list, but these encompass the idea that love is the sum of all feelings. We have, in our church music, captured similar sentiment. Some of our love songs that become part of our congregational worship together, often sung at weddings or even at funerals, among which I would pick first Amazing Grace. It is amazing, isn't it? Again, the lyrics catch the idea that there's a lot going on in one life. Some good, some not so good, some no good, frankly. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and who wasn't? But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear through many dangers, toils, and snares. The Lord has promised good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, bringing to fullness the experience of being lost and blind and being loved at the end of the day. A dear woman I knew from my first parish was the daughter of a Lutheran minister, and she would often, every time we sang the song in church, remind us all that this was her father's favorite hymn, and it would certainly be in my top three. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Not because things are tickety-boo, but even when they're not. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. You know, we start with the story of the baby. That's how the story ends. Well, not quite. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trumpet shall sound and the Lord shall descend. Even so it is well with my soul. If you can hear that, when you need to hear something that brings peace, that's not a bad place to start. And thirdly, from our life together, it happens to be my favorite Christmas carol, Silent Night notwithstanding. It's my favorite largely because of the third verse, which you never sing. Because once again, it speaks to love as the fullness of all feelings. It came upon a midnight clear. That glorious song of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. That's the first verse. The third one is what they really need to sing about and the message we need to hear most. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, the sum of all feelings. Look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. O rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. The angels sing. They sing to us in love songs from our popular culture, from our life together. And maybe most profoundly, from the voice of God himself. It is, theologically, always been the job of people to speak for God. Prophets were God's mouthpieces. That's why Isaiah and Jeremiah didn't much want to be a prophet. The notion of apostolic succession suggests that even priests and clergy now when they preach, speak the word of God. It's a little scary. But I would offer this notion that because when God decided to join us, to experience himself as a human being, the sum of all feelings, that God, in watching over his only son, might speak in ways to his child as we have been spoken to in song by those who have loved us. Maybe the most profound love songs of all are lullabies, which come to us at a time when we're most vulnerable, seeking sleep, or even while sleeping. One of the more interesting lullabies, when you actually read the lyrics, Rock-a-bye Baby, on the treetops, when the wind blows, which suggests that it will, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, are you kidding me? The cradle will fall and down will come baby, cradle and all, sleep well. Do you really listen? I mean, again, the sum of all feelings. It's scary to go to sleep. The legend with the lyrics of that song are such that an English immigrant noticed how Native American mothers would suspend their infants in cradles from branches and rock their children to sleep. And then, you know, mused a little bit about what might happen. Anything can happen. Sleep well. Maybe less frighteningly so, I think the most profound of all lullabies that are written for this purpose all through the night. Sleep, my child, in peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels God will lend thee. That's a promise, as God might sing it to us. Angels watching ever round thee all through the night, in thy slumbers close surround thee all through the night. They should of all fears disarm thee, no forebodings should alarm thee. They will let no peril harm thee all through the night. A loving father or mother singing that to his or her child. I can imagine, especially in the run-up to, you know, Gethsemane, Calvary, Jesus himself, having a little trouble sleeping, could hear something to this effect, getting him through the night. And finally, what is for me among the most profoundest of messages in the context of a lullaby isn't even a lullaby. It's an old American folk song. And all of these songs to this point I've saved on the website as MP3 files. You can listen to them just in the music. This last one is not an MP3 file. It's a YouTube video of Garrison Keillor, the humorist, at Prairie Home Companion, singing the great folk song, Tell Me Why. Tell me why the stars do shine. Tell me why the ivy twine. Tell me why the sky's so blue, and I will tell you just why I love you. Wouldn't that be something to hear, well, to hear anyone sing it to you in speaking the voice of God? And the last verse has the ultimate message, I think. And you might remember these words when you wonder, why am I here? Why did this happen? Why do I have to figure this next thing out? Tell me why. Why? Because God made the stars to shine. Because God made the ivy twine. Because God made the sky so blue. Because God made you, the prophet says. That's why I love you. For no other reason. Doesn't have anything to do with what you've done, what you've left undone, what you couldn't prevent, what you've done great, what you've done in ways that, well, could have been better. Doesn't matter. Tell me why. Because God made you. That's the love song that captures the sum of all feelings. Because God made you. It's all you need. Amen.